He did indeed, and he wrote it down in a manifesto. He also had bought bomb-making supplies, according to Tampa police. He had everything he needed to carry out a massacre at Freedom High School in New Tampa the first day of school. The teen suspect was expelled from Freedom High School in New Tampa a year and a half ago after Tampa police arrested him for carrying a concealed firearm. Police Chief Jane Castor says Jared Cano planned on returning the first day of school next week to seek revenge.
And they indeed found a manifesto written by Jared that outlined minute by minute what his actions were going to be on the first day of school, to include detonating explosive devices through the school. There were two individual faculty members that were specific targets, and then he also mentioned his desire to cause more casualties than were suffered at Columbine.
Neither the police department nor members of the school district would identify the person who came forward and told them about this plot. It appears, however, to be a student who is a hero today because he prevented what the chief calls a catastrophic event, the likes of which this city has never seen. Live at TPD, Don Gramez, ABC Action News.
Don, do Tampa police think that this student was acting alone?
They say absolutely. They have nothing that indicates somebody else was involved. They say this is indeed a lone wolf. They also say that it is safe to go to school on Tuesday at Freedom High School and every school in Hillsborough County. The high school did indeed send out calls and emails to parents of students to let them know about the situation so they're not surprised and so that they're prepared when school starts next week.
All right. Thank-